Christ in Jesus Christ hath been manifested among his people, and is foretold when his love did appear, that it melt his people, run them all together. It would cure all the problems between men and wives, fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, melting them in the great love of God.
The policeman told me to tell Bill to come out there.
Who?
Bill.
The love of Jesus. Father God, that they've always sought, and they will find, great Creator God, is filled with grace and love for his people. Destruction is reserved for the enemy, not his people. He consumes his enemy in judgment fire, but he consumes his people grace and love find.
His grace and love find.
Many of you, without realizing it, are approaching into the fullness as that love begins to perfect in you. And I don't know how long the Lord will keep this thing hidden. But I do know today he began to speak to set up his safeguards so that you'll not be deceived when the working of Satan, all the false claimers and Antichrist people begins to come against you. Here's the danger. When you begin to move in maturity of love, there becomes a real zeal to let everyone share what you have. It just almost consumes you. Satan taking advantage of that sends people with great swelling words to promise you great revivals, the world for Jesus, this country for Jesus, this and that and other. Deceivers. And give you a thrill. And if possible, will deceive the very elect. God. But Jesus gave a way that you could know false from truth. He said it's not what they say, it is the fruits that they produce. Said many will come, say, I'm manifested sons of God, or I'm this, I'm that, I'm sons of fire, and you'll have a deluge of them moving. But he said you don't judge people by what they say, you judge by the fruits they produce. Said an evil tree brings forth evil fruit. Said that what they produce out of their body and imparting, said it's nothing, no matter what they say. But he said, a good tree brings forth good fruits. You say, Jesus hath come in the flesh. Jesus has come in the flesh. In your flesh and love and fire. If he's in their hands, then their hands ought to produce love and fire. Love, grace, and fire in everything that he touches. Because they are the trees of God in the earth. And you judge them by what it produces, not by what they say. Now, if Jesus Christ has come, and I'm going to, before I start, please contain yourself, and I'm going to move softly in this message if I can, because I know the drawing power of this. When I begin to release this, every one of you going to have a real drawing to want to get up there, but sit down and let me call you, will you? All right. Let me work it the way that we want to, where we can produce safeguards of truth in our mind to where we won't be deceived. And I'll go slowly. Sometimes I get excited, and I pour it on a little bit too much, and it causes you to run up here, but by his grace, I'll move the way it's supposed to move tonight. hath been given to me. Now if the fire and the love and the grace of God, if Jesus and the Father is dwelling in me, then my hands or any part of my body should produce fire, love, and grace if I'm a true tree. Not what I say, not why it appeals to your flesh. I should be able to take my hands, if the nature of Christ and the nature of my Father hath produced in me grace, life, love, and fire, I should be able to take my hands, and I should be able to take anyone, and I should be able to impart to them the fire and the love of God and the grace of God, shouldn't I? If I am a tree of good fruits. So we'll just see, Emma, not what I say. I should be able to turn his body into a flame of fire. And I'm not pouring it on very much because I don't want to cause it. I should be able to erase out of his mind any resistance, any working of Satan out of his body. I should produce the same virtue that Jesus produced, plus fire in the body of his flesh. Just catching the easy man. Now this is the test that God requires you to give. So don't get excited. Just see what they can produce, not what they say. See what they can produce. Okay? Wait, see what their body produces. Not what they say. We're going to go real slowly because some of y'all almost got up and come, but let's go slow. Watch it. I didn't persuade her, did I? Didn't talk to her. Now, I'm not going to rub the girls and the ladies, only this one. Come here, Cheryl. I'm going to let Cheryl rub those. I'm going to get the men. Enough till the Lord says it's true. If this is true, I should be able to impart it to anyone else. They should be able to do the same thing, so just get her and massage her all over. Just go right on there. By their fruits you shall know them, by what they produce. Not by what they say. You see, the zeal is, and when you begin to move in love, you want everyone to know it, don't you? How many of you had that working in you? Just want everyone to know it. Just, it almost consumes you. Satan, taking advantage of that thing, begins to give deceiving words. He begins to come and say, well, I'm sons of God. I'm sons of fire. And they produce, I've got great crowds and great this and that and the other, and they entice you off. What he said, don't do that. He said, by the fruits you shall know them. What do they produce? The purpose of God is very simple, to meet the needs of his people through the fruits in the bodies of his people. That's very simple. It's not through great swelling words and convincing you of any great religious thing that you have to do, but it's through the fruits from their bodies. Now, it's true that if, and you've seen me on occasion, I cut loose with a message, with a prophetic type message, and the whole house would end up slain. The wicked gone. Just get you another one, Cheryl. Just keep going. The wicked would flee, and others would go out in the spirit. But that's the power of fire. It doesn't work with enticing words. Ooh. I should be able to take this body here, been working and tired. I should be able to take it and bring the virtue and the fire of Jesus Christ alive in it and bring him to a state of rest, shouldn't I? Shouldn't I? If I have fruits in there, ooh. Get rid of that headache, first of all. They got a headache and striving all day. Ooh. Jesus came down in the midst and stood in the plain. Virtue went out of him. And if he's in my flesh, that same virtue goes. Plus the fire of the Father. I should be able to turn his body into just a flame of fire. Ooh. I'm rubbing it. You've seen me lay hands on him. I could lay hands on his head and just shoot it all through his body, but he's having me to do it this way for a demonstration. Just catch him there, Bill. He goes there. Get out on those legs there where he's tired. Ooh. If you are a fruit, if you're a tree, and Christ is produced himself in, and you'll produce the fruits through your touch, through your words, won't you? You'll not depend upon word only. Well, it's very plain. The kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Somewhere in the scripture, that is written. Kingdom of God, not in words, not what you say, but it's in the power that it produces. Does it produce Christ in the flesh, or does it bring a lot of just talk? That is the test you put. Are they trees of Christ, or are they trees of Satan with just a bunch of swelling words, and they sound real similar? Oh. Now, if Jesus Christ laid hands on the people, and every one of them was healed. Now, if he is in my hands, it should be very simple to lay hands on his head there and hold it, and his whole body just come alive with that fire and grace and love and virtue. Catch him there. Pick up your legs. Feel it moving there. Catch him there. By their fruits you shall know them. Not by what they say. They take advantage. They're real smart and real deceiving. They take advantage many times of your immaturity, and they offer you great work or a great plan. But when you begin to examine them, they don't have Christ in their flesh working. All they got is a bunch of words, a bunch of great plans, and they've deceived a bunch of people following. But the trees of Christ produce his fruits. Another favorite trick of Satan is to bring condemnation and tell you, you're sitting up there not doing anything for God. You're selfish. You're just staying at home, Donnie. Staying at home, Donnie, you're not doing anything, you know. You're real selfish. You just tending to your family. And when the Lord is keeping you there to perfect your ministry, get you ready, they begin to bring condemnation, make you feel badly. You ought to be out getting the world. They run you out there. They run you out there before you're ready. And you get sifted like wheat, and you're destroyed. But by their fruits you shall know them. Not that old great crusade in the spirit, come on, let's go get them, boys. It's not, come on, let's go get them, boys. Christ said, no man cometh to me except the Spirit drawing. And it's true that the whole world belongs to Jesus, but it cannot be delivered to him by spirit of Satan. It must be delivered to him by the fruits of Christ working in the flesh and blood of people. Oh, I don't know how long he'll let us move in this. Go ahead and get to whoever. Oh, I don't know how long he'll let us move in this. In this way of grace, love, establishing, he may let us keep on. But I know sooner or later he's already spoken. And he spoke it this way. He said, sooner or later, he said it sometime rather, not sooner or later. He said it sometime, speaking to me, he said, you must eat fire. Judgment fire. You must declare the judgment to eat with fire the flesh of kings, poor men, great men, and small. So I know there is resistance. Gave him the sign to a certain group of people, I declare judgment when he said, I've opened the books. Stand before him. And I've had to do it in a small measure before, but stand before him, watch me. The books of judgment have been opened. You have defiled the crucified body of Jesus. Therefore, you are destroyed. It's that simple. Some he will give an opportunity to repent, some he will not. Some he's already given all opportunity to repent, he's going to. Oh, now if I am producing fruits of righteousness, fruits of Christ, his life in my body, my finger, he used his finger to touch people. And in touching of that finger, he cleansed the leper, he cast out devils. He said, with my finger, I cast out devils. And I should be able to touch him and just make him ever what whole, shouldn't I? If I am of the Lord. We say, well, what if you're not mature? That's all right. As you move into maturity, you stop striving to do things. You don't do things anymore because you try. You do them because it's your nature to do them. You don't heal because you try to heal them. You heal because the nature of Christ has been perfected in you, and you heal. You do it with your word, your breath, your touch, your moving. Many of you are now feeling the moving of the power over you as I talk. But to start out with, you must do certain acts of faith to get this perfected. And as the nature begins to run together, first thing you know, you find yourself without trying, you're just talking to a person just like I'm talking to you, and all at once spirit just falls on. You look at them, see, and they go to just weeping. because it's the nature, his nature. You're a shell. You become a shell. Paul said a vessel of clay. It's Christ that does the work in you. You have no, even though you can magnify Christ to the heavens, it's in you. In your own flesh, you're nothing. You know it. But your old flesh has been consumed by Christ, and all you have left is that shell or that outer skin. And really, that's not yours, because he's possessed it moving through. Touch of the Lord should get it lightly on the head. If my body is a body of love and fire, then I should be able to take this brother and just, just saturate him with love and fire. Shouldn't I? Is it working? Sure it is. Feel it moving over you there? You just let it loose. You let it weep right through you. That's it. I make you trees of my life and earth, that you might produce the fruits of my life. As you abide in me, I perfect myself in you. Ooh. See him turning white there and moving in that glory? Hold him up there, Brother Bill. If any position that you place on a person, you should be able to impart the life of Christ, because he breathed on them and they received the Holy Ghost. Now I should be able to breathe on this brother and just saturate him with the Holy Spirit. Not just a bunch of words, come on, let's go get them boys and crusades. No. The compassion and the love that's in the breath of Christ, if he has imparted to me, it should just breathe on him, just saturate him. Shouldn't. Should do the same thing for her. Come on. Just turn around, face that way. Should just be able to breathe on her and just let that love weeping begin to move through her. The Holy Ghost just saturate her. By their fruits you shall know them. Not by what they say, but what they produce. Now she doesn't understand English too well, but that shouldn't make any difference, should it? I should be able to place my hands on her. Watch me now. Be able to breathe the breath of love and fire on her. Kingdom of God, not in word, but in power. Lo, he said, I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. I'll not strive, gather great campaigns. But he said, I'll just offer myself as a servant in meekness, sacrifice of my Father, there I'll meet the needs of the people. And in that comes the greatness of God as he sees fit to open up great campaigns. And it hath been done. You don't believe it that way. Sure, it's the way it is. Ooh. The greatness of God revealed in our Lord Jesus Christ. A simple man. By religious standards, he was, Isaiah said, he had no beauty that we might design. That he didn't wear priestly garments, but he was a simple man. He was down among the publicans and the harlots. Wherever the need was, there he was. And he wasn't there to condemn them and turn them from their way of life, but to impart to them the life of God that consumed their old way of life and brought forth the life of Christ. And then when the religious crowd began to resist him, he said, I thought so. Said the publicans and harlots enter into the kingdom of God before you do. If you're filled with righteousness, you're looking for a great campaigner to come along, proselyte the whole world into the Pharisee or Sadducee religion. So that's not what's happening. Ooh, I should be able to stand way off from this brother. Just by the breath blowing on him, should be able to clothe upon him with the Holy Ghost and saturate him, shouldn't I? Watch it. Let's see if it works. Surely he couldn't feel my natural breath that far away. Ooh. But the religious crowds say, and they do not. They offer folks a bunch of good promises. They never produce anything in their life except condemnation. Do this. Or do. Come here. Donnie, come. Now, if I have in me maturity or approaching maturity, the life of Christ and grace, fire, and love, I should be able to impart to this brother's hands those same works because he imparted it to other people and let him in turn rub this one or lay hands on him, whatever he sees fit, and that grace, fire, and love should move all through him, shouldn't it? Give me the other hand tonight. Oh, let's just see if it works. Judge me by whether Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever is working in my flesh. Judge me. Discern me. Judge me, discern me. No person of God is, ooh, get you another one there, Donnie. No real person of God is afraid to be judged. Say, well, what if someone false comes and they don't feel a thing? Well, many times you touch people that come to try to make a lie out of thing, and he'll have you, sometime he won't have you touch them, sometime he'll have you touch them and mark them for judgment, and they're gone when you do. Ooh. Cheryl, you can't make it anymore. I guess not. Oh, come on. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. I know you won't last very long either. You worse than Cheryl. Ooh. Ooh, getting to pick you out. Let Nancy help you there, and y'all pick out some and begin to rub them. Lay hands on them, touch them, whatever. Come on, Brother Ron. Man with a great working of the Spirit of Life, get you some more. Are you about to go out too on me? Get you some more and go to it. Oh. Oh. I tell you what, when you try to hold it down, if you can go ahead and make it loud, you get sort of a release. But you try to hold it down, and it just... Whew. Ooh. Get you somebody. Get you somebody to help you and get into rubbing. Come on. Oh. Mmm. Oh. 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 Just get you somebody and go to it, okay? If you want to, call them to help you. Come on, Jesse. Cooper hit you there. Ooh. 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 Mmm. Well, Brother Brewitt, you go ahead and get somebody and go to. You're picking all older people. Now, if this thing really worked, would you help this little sister here, Lee? If this thing really works, I should be able to rub her hands and let her impart it to others, shouldn't I? Ooh. Ooh, Lee, you just go pick her out, somebody. You and her go and let her start moving. You just lay hands on them, rub them or whatever, honey, okay? Just go on. Just, ooh. Ooh. There she is. Help her. Tell her to close her eyes. Ooh. See if it works with a little child. Has been giving me strength. Ooh. 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 See it? Ooh. Ooh. Mmm. Ooh. Come on, Trace. Give me hands. Oh. 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 Go get you somebody now. There's your one right there. I'm gonna get her going. Oh. Come on, Sister Gates. Jill. Come on. Mmm. Oh. Pick you up, somebody, whoever, whatever, and just let it begin to roll out of you. Ooh, that's all. Whoever. Ooh. Ooh. That's good. Just go get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, little brother. Oh. Close your eyes. That's it. Now go get that sister right there. See, just lay hands on her. Oh, just hold them on there. Oh, that's it. Oh. Mm. Come on, Mary. Get Shirley to help you and get Dolores. Dolores Nova, Shirley, help her there and y'all get Dolores. Oh, move on. Get you somebody else. Ooh. 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 Mm. All right. Get that little brother right over there. See him right, Johnny? Dorothy? You been got yet? Okay, good. Ooh. 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 Just turn around there and get Jerry. Catch him there, Don. Oh, just lay a hand on him or whatever. Oh. Oh. Davis, you want to come on down? Let them Kenny play. Y'all just swap out and come on down. Just get Ron Davis there, Sister Gates. Oh. Oh. Craig, could you take over the other guitar and let Teresa go down? Could you take over that? Ooh. Ooh, you take over the guitar and you go ahead and see. Ooh. Ooh. You go on down, get worked over, and then you can come back, okay? Not mine. Don't give it to me. Ooh. Oh, get her there, Mary. Go yonder to Donnie. There he is. Ooh, Donnie, get him. Ooh. 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 Ooh, rub him down, Bob. Ooh, big animal just come right down his face. That's right. Ooh. Ooh, those that's got fear in them, just turn the love on them. Don't push them. That's the way. Ooh. Gets new to people, it scares them. At that day, I make my people trees of righteousness, and the Gentiles shall come, watch this, and suck at their breast. Everybody thought, well, that was some kind of natural thing. No, I'm talking about receiving the works of the Spirit. Ooh, the milk of heaven, love, grace, life, right there from that anointing that abides in you. Ooh. 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 Real simple, real easy. Come here, little dog. Ooh. Mmm. Oh, I see it work right there. Oh. 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 Not words. Not words. What power? Come on, Brother Rick. Oh. Life, moving out of that anointing. Don't let her fall. Ooh. safeguard against deceivers is to require that they show fruits out of their life. What fruit shall they show? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, is a minimum fruit. They must produce at least out of their body something that Jesus produced. Right? And the promise, of course, is greater works, because he strikes fire to his people in that day to bring forth his life out of their flesh in fire. Simple. What is your safeguard against error? Your safeguard against being led astray. And once the Lord begins to take the wraps off of this thing, he more or less moving it hidden. Now, you understand that just in little groups here? Once they begin to approach, some of them begin to approach the fullness, and he begins to take the wraps off of this thing, then a great deluge of people will begin to come claiming that they're this and that. You know how they are. They run after the sensation, don't they, son? They sure do, don't they? Ooh. You feel that, don't you? Yeah. See, I feel good. Ooh. Ooh. And they will deceive, if possible, the very elect. They will. I'm not kidding you. Because a desire in there to want to get this out to everybody, they take advantage of it. They blind you. If you'll just remember, require fruits, they can't touch you. Ooh. 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 So let me see your hands of fire if you're a son of fire. Let me see your breath of fire. Love. Oh. Let me see your love. Even though he doesn't require me to test that, if a person called himself to be an elder or a minister, in a place of position of the Lord, he says they shall be blameless. And there's number one way for a person to ever be blameless before the Lord, and that's to be at least perfected in the first stage of love. I want to see love. Ooh, if they call herself an authority. Now, if they're just a young minister moving around, okay, I'll just see, you know, sign, but I won't see him. I want to see the fruits. Oh. Not just feeling the spirit. Because the voice of the snake runs in the spirit sometime, you know. Sounds just like the spirit of grace. I want to see him, Bob. Don't you? Oh. I want to see him. See what they produce. Let me feel your hand, brother. Chin. See if you... Ooh. In the Old Testament, they used to test out whether they were of God's people or not. They'd go grab them by the beard. Did you know this? You check it. They'd hold them by that beard, and boy, if that spirit of the Father moved through them, they were God's people. If it didn't, One of the people that in warfare, he went and grabbed him by the beard. He wouldn't have gotten. He stuck his knife in him, killed him. They tested him that way. Okay, same way you test folks. See if the fruits are there. See if they produce. Don't tell me a bunch of words now. Don't offer me a great big campaign to run off to Kitchimaku or somewhere. Several of you right now, if God permitted it, could be led astray without this. Oh, but now you have the sign. Ooh. You have the sign. If they produce fruits and meet the needs in people's lives, all right. Ooh. Hold fear. Ooh, hath been destroyed. Lord Jesus. Oh, see it.
Oh, it feels so good.
Ooh, hold her up. Don't let her fall. See, she had a real fear all her life. And folks said, look out there, this is false. Look out there, that's false, you know. I used to have that thing so fearful. I even got to pray the Lord one time. Ooh. He covered me with his glory, and the devil whispered to me and said, that's me. Oh, that's it. Just let it move. Get a release from that fear. Oh, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You receive the spirit of liberty, love, sound mind. Ooh. It just let it run through you. Enjoy it. Let that old worry go out of your mind. You just continue on oppression, worrying. Ooh. Mmm. Ooh, that's it. Ooh. Ooh. Love of God appeared through Jesus Christ to meet the needs of the people, not to put them in bondage and condemnation and fear. Oh, and then he appears through the flesh of his people the same way. Bring judgment upon the enemies of their mind and their soul. Bring judgment upon worry in there. Oh, but bend their love, bend love to the people. Oh, oh, that's it. Just let it melt you there. Oh. Open your mouth. Let the Spirit just speak through you in tone. Oh, let that living water begin to flow inside. There it is. Really coming from inside. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's it. Just utter it on out. Oh. Every time you utter it, it feels good. Oh.
Help us burn out.
Pick her up, Bill. Put her on top. Pick her up. Oh, set her right up on top of Rick's shoulder. Oh, that's the way. Oh. 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 You're going to be fell on top of me there in a minute. I know y'all don't want to mash a tree. What if you'd fall on the top of a tree? You'd mash all its limbs off, wouldn't you? Cheryl, you...